And
what did that involve?
Well, you're just in charge when the mayor left town, that's all. And you could sign the checks. And the rest of the members couldn't. I mean, mayor pro tem was. He was acting mayor when the mayor was out of town. And if he denied the meeting, you could hold the meetings. And then almost all committees. But the time I was in, we put a new sewer system in and some new water lines, a little bit of street work. Always operated ahead of the finances. Knew they'd go in debt very deep. In fact, they didn't go in debt. Always operated on what they had to take in. And we operated on a right low tax base. And probably about 1990. Oh yeah. I was in Little League Baseball too for a while, and Cub Scouts. I was a Cub Master, I guess, 3 or 4 years. That's a pretty good deal.
Were you taking kids out camping and things like that?
Yeah, we went on all night camp time at 2.
Where would you used to go?
Huh?
Where did you used to go?
We went out to the river on all night camp. Cub Scouts, I cared about. Must have been about a dozen of them, I guess. I believe Joe was in it. And so we went out to the river.
Which river is that?
Lepow River. And the land is real sandy out there and a lot of rattlesnakes. So we went out there and me and Bobby the band, I don't remember his name right now, but we called him Mr. Boo.
Mr. what?
Mr. Boo.
B-O-O?
Yeah, we named him after an elephant what comes to the circus. He was a little fatter than I am. We called him Baby Boo. That was the elephant's name, Baby Boo. So we called him Mr. Boo. And anyway, we told him if he got up during the night to be real careful because the place is full of rattlesnakes, which it is. And so along about midnight there, everybody finally got off kind of halfway quiet and asleep. These car lights come on over next to us in the tent, sleeping in the dirt, very hard sleeping. And the old young'uns would finally give out, so the lights come on the tent over there. And we ask him what happened. He was telling us all before then about how when he was in the Alabama National Guard, it was so dark you couldn't even see your hand out in front of you at night. So he was a very brave fellow. And so his little boy had got sick and he had to carry him back to town. He didn't stay all night, so he left us out there. So we spent the night on there and gave them all their breakfast and made the rest of the day out at camp. And about got along all right.
What kind of things were you doing?
Huh?
What kind of things did you do during the day?
Well, at camp?
Yeah.
Carried them all fishing and walking around. Had a time in the woods. Showed them the plants. The huckleberries was burying. And then we carried them all fishing at a pond.
I've never seen huckleberries. What are they all?
Have you seen huckleberries?
Well, I might have if they have them up where I'm from, but can you describe it for me?
Well, the huckleberry is same as the blueberry bush. It's a wild bush.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I dug up 12 of them, brought back to town. About 6 of them still living.
Where are you?
Huh?
Where are they?
At the station. At the place on the north side of town. Joe will show them to you tomorrow.
Okay.
But, Oh, whereas they're a little different from the blueberries. They're wild blueberries. And not quite as blue. And but they're practically the same thing. The blueberry would develop in the huckleberry.
If you're walking past the bush, could you catch your pants on it or something?
No, it's not thorny. No, huh? It's a slick leaf bush, just about like a hedge or anything. But it's not fun.
Would you use it for a decorative thing around the house? If you...
Well, most of them use it for the fruit. Because the fruit is just like the blueberry. Well, back before people cultivated the blueberry, they'd go to the woods and pick huckleberries for pies.